we're gonna do it. We're doing it. We're gonna do it right. We're going live. Hi, my name is Father Mike Schmitz, and this is Ascension Presents. So, thanks be to God, we are back at Mass, obviously, in person. Hopefully, everyone is able to go to Mass in person, wherever you are in the world. The next step is, you know, a lot of dioceses are going back to being able to offer our Lord in the Eucharist under both species, right? That means under the form of the sacred body of our Lord and under the form of bread and the precious blood of our Lord under what looks like wine, right? But the actual substance has changed. We know this when it comes to the Eucharist, that at the Last Supper, when Jesus said, "This is my body, this is my blood," about the bread and about the wine, that transformed. In fact, I guess the technical term is transubstantiation, right? Where the substance changes. The what it is of the things, like the bread of the wine, that changes. The accidents, what it looks like, what it tastes like, all those things, those remain the same. But the substance is no longer bread. It's actually our Lord's body. And the wine is no longer wine. It actually is our Lord's blood. Now, here's the interesting thing, is that as we go back to kind of more things being kind of semi-normal after the pandemic, we're gonna have the precious blood being offered. Now, a couple things about that. One is people would ask the question of like, wait, so Jesus said, eat my body, drink my blood. You have to do this if you wanna have eternal life. Yes, but we haven't been able to receive the precious blood for a couple years now. Were we missing out? And the answer is, you know, our Lord is fully present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, under either species, right? So if you have even a crumb of our Lord in the Eucharist, the sacred body of our Lord, that's the full Jesus. That's the body, blood, soul, divinity. He is fully present, even in a crumb of the Blessed Sacrament. And he's also fully present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, even in one drop of the precious blood. So it's not as if you only got part of Jesus. Like if you have the sacred body, you're only getting his body. And if you have the precious blood from the chalice, you're only getting his blood. No, Jesus is fully present, body, blood, soul, and divinity under both forms. We essentially receive the sacred body and the precious blood because it's the fullness of the sign when he's told us to eat and to drink, right? So there's that. But here we are, the next thing is now we have the opportunity in many dioceses around the country and around the world to go back to receiving the precious blood from the chalice. Here's the temptation. The temptation is going to be for many people who have now been conditioned to be very, very concerned about germs, which makes sense. I understand that. But the temptation is going to be, well, how about this? Can I take the host and I take the sacred body and instead of taking from the chalice and drinking from the chalice, can I just like dip? And now there's a technical term for dipping. That term is called intinction, right? So can I, now that you use the technical term, can I take the sacred body of our Lord and just intinct the sacred body in the precious blood? Because that seems maybe safer, seems more sanitary, it seems all these, you know, maybe better. I get both signs. Can I do that? The answer basically, the quick answer, no. The quick answer there is no, do not do that, please. And the reason is manifold, meaning there's at least more than one reason. Manifold means a lot, right? I'm gonna give two reasons. There's two reasons that we never, maybe three, that we never ever intinct. Well, in a certain way. There's one occasion in which that can happen. Okay, we'll go back to that after this. First reason why we wouldn't intinct. Well, many people say, I wanna be more sanitary. Okay, pause on this one. What is more sanitary? For a person to come up to the chalice and take a careful and small sip from the precious blood that then gets wiped away, or to stick your entire hand into a chalice, you're probably touching the sides. You probably will maybe even, who knows, dip your fingers into the precious blood. So, A, in the attempt to be more sanitary, you most likely would be less sanitary. That's the first reason. It's not the most powerful reason, but it kind of is something to think about. The other reason is more deep, and the other reason is we need to take care with the Eucharist. You know, if we ever drop the host, we have to take care with the host. If we ever spill the precious blood, we have to really be careful about this. Now, think about this. How often when someone is receiving, if they were to intinct, here they are, with their stretching out the sacred body into the chalice, maybe they don't touch the sides, maybe it seems relatively sanitary, but on their way back to themselves to be able to receive the sacred body and precious blood, there's all this space where the precious blood could drop to the floor, which we never want to do that. You'd never want that to be a reality that we would ever cause. So first of all, it's probably not more sanitary, probably less sanitary. Secondly, you're putting essentially the precious blood in danger of falling to the ground. So we wouldn't do that. The third reason is I said manifold, right? More than just one, more than two. The third reason is kind of more deeply theological. And that would be kind of an image of us kind of taking the Eucharist, right? So we never take the Eucharist. We always only receive the Eucharist. Now, a bishop or a priest will communicate themselves. What that means is they are facing the altar and they would take the precious sacred body of our Lord and bring it to their mouths and receive that way. They raise the chalice to their own lips and receive that way. But everyone else, when we approach the Lord, we are offered him and we receive him. So no one just goes up and takes, like no one just walks up to the paten, like the, you know, the bowl or the plate where our Lord and the sacred body is. You don't just take that. You don't just walk up to the altar where the chalice is and just take that. We always receive it from another. It's a deep sign. In fact, in many ways you could say it goes back all the way to Jesus when he feeds the 5,000. What happens there is that Jesus takes the bread and fish, he blesses it and distributes it to the apostles who then distribute it to the people. And there's this movement here of Jesus the high priest, and here's the ministerial priest at the altar, distributing the sacred body, sacred and precious blood to the kingdom priests, to all those who are baptized, who are at Mass, are able to receive communion that day. Does that make sense? And so we never take, and there's something about intincting that's like taking. And so we just always want to avoid that for three really, really important reasons. One is because it's not more sanitary. Two, because we'd be in danger of dropping the precious blood on the floor. And three, because we always want to hold on to that image and that posture of receptivity, not taking. We never take, we only always receive. That's one of the reasons why the Church highly, highly, highly encourages that we receive Holy Communion on the tongue. Now, as I said, that's a whole nother video if you want to talk about that. But there is an occasion where you can have intinction. And this is the case where here you have a plate or paten, right, with the sacred body there. And there's a small cup in that plate of the precious blood. Now the priest or deacon then, if someone comes forward and they're gonna receive on the tongue, which is, again, that's the norm, that's the standard, they're gonna receive on the tongue, then the priest or deacon would take the sacred body and intinct in the precious blood and then bring that to the person. Now, the thing that prevents the precious blood from falling to the ground is there's a server, always there's a server there with a thing that's technically called the paten. It's a small metal plate attached to a handle, and that server will hold the paten between the plate here and the person receiving. Does that make sense? So like right underneath their chin. So in case the precious blood does fall, it always falls onto that paten. It always gets protected, always gets taken care of. So that's the one occasion that I know of, at least, where intinction would be okay. So all that to be said, whenever we come forward to receive the sacred body of Jesus, we are receiving the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ, all of him. He gives himself completely to us. Whenever we receive the precious blood, we get the full Jesus. Why? Because he loves you. He loves us so much. But we go back to being able to offer the precious blood of our Lord Jesus. It's the fullness of sign, and it's so good. It's such an incredible gift. But we do not ever take the gift. We only always receive the gift. And that's true when it comes to intinction as well. We never do that by taking. We only always could do that by receiving. Does that make sense? Hopefully it makes sense. It made sense to me. It made sense when I was thinking about it. And then when I started saying it out loud, I was like, I hope this makes sense. So that's what I got. From all of us here at Ascension Presents, my name is Father Mike. God bless.